Hello, hello, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are going to get right into it today with Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Thank you.
12th of August, a huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth. Across 200 million miles of void, invisibly hurtling towards us, came the first of the missiles that were to bring so much calamity to Earth. As I watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile, starting on its way. Spurting out from Mars, bright green, drawing a green mist behind it, a beautiful but somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy, the astronomer, assured me we were in no danger. He was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidding planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. Of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come.
Then came the night the first missile approached Earth. It was thought to be an ordinary falling star, but next day there was a huge crater in the middle of the common, and Ogilvy came to examine what lay there. A cylinder, 30 yards across, glowing hot, and with faint sounds of movement coming from within. Suddenly the top began moving, rotating, unscrewing. And Ogilvy feared there was a man inside trying to escape. He rushed to the cylinder, but the intense heat stopped him before he could burn himself on the metal.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. He said, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they
totally incredible to me now that everyone spent that evening as though it were just like any other. From the railway station came the sound of shunting trains, ringing and rumbling, softened almost into melody by the distance. It all seemed so safe and tranquil.
And that's the end of The Eve of War, off Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds. I would now normally say, like, hey, call in if you think that you want to hear the next one, or should I get on with other music that I want to listen to? I wouldn't mind listening to more of that album, but our phones don't work, so I might come through later on with some more of that. But until then, up next we're going to have Focus with Peas March.
Focus. clad feather feet pounding the dust. On October's day, towards evening, sweat embossed veins standing proud to the plow. Salt on a deep chest, seasoning. Last of the line at an honest day's toil. Turning the deep sod under. Flint at the fed log chasing the bone. Flies at the nostrils plunder. The suffolk, the Clydesdale, the Percheron vine. With the shine on his feathers floating. Hauling soft timber into the dust. To bed on a warm straw coating. Heavy horses move the land underneath. Behind the bow diving, slipping and sliding free. And now you're down to the view and there's no work to do. The tractor's out his way. Let me find you a filly for your proud stallion seed. To keep the old line going. And we'll stand you abreast at the back of the woods. Behind the young trees growing. To hide you from eyes that mock at your girth. Your 18 hands at the shoulder. And one day when the oil barons have all dripped dry. And the nights are seen to draw colder. They'll beg for your strength, your gentle power, your noble grace and your bravery. And you'll stray once again to the sound of the gulls in the wake of the deep loud sherry. pounding the dust. An October's day towards evening, sweat in Boss Main, standing proud to the plow. Salt on a deep chest, seasoning. Bring me a wheel of oaken wood, a ring of polished leather, a heavy horse and a tumbling sky, brewing heavy weather.
Thank you.
Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Perks of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? And discard the old ones? That's always a hassle. A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It is 7:42. Oh, thanks, Crank, for commenting on the heavy horses on the DJ chat. Love to see that. Thanks. And followed by, so yeah, we listened to Focus with Peas March, followed by Jethro Tull's Heavy Horses, then Cultivator with Small Folket, and then Samla Mama's Mana with Dundret's Freuder. I think that's how you would say that. They're both Swedish bands. I'm sure that I butchered the pronunciation. And behind me now is Camel with Rayader, something like that. And coming up next, Styx.
Thank you. What first started, what was done, became reality to me. Both were one. First there was a lighted cigarette that cherry glowed and then was gone into space beyond. I've seen so many things just vanish.
those last two songs that I played there were two brand, and I, when I say brand, I mean brand spanking new songs from Feivel is Glock. The songs came out yesterday. Today is August 16th. They came out on the 15th, and they also announced a series of four shows that they're doing in November, and they will be here in our very own Crystal Ballroom at the Somerville Theater here in, well, I guess technically the station's in Medford, but we're so close to Somerville, right in Davis Square, November 8th. I'm going to be there. I am so excited. Yeah, I think that should be a really, really interesting show. I'm excited about their new music. I think they're releasing an album at some point soon. Very excited to hear it. Behind me right now is Chrome Sparks with Goddess off of his 2014 EP Goddess. And before those new Feivel is Glock songs, which were I'm Scanning Things I Can't See and Dark Dancing. Before that was Focus with Sylvia, Sticks with Fooling Yourself, The Angry Young Man, and before that was my last voiceover over Camel's Rioter. Or Rioter? I don't know. I'll look it up one of these days. Alright, and I'm Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Coming up after this song, I'm going to be sticking around for an extra hour today. Woohoo. Thanks, Blitzquake, for letting me cover for ya. And coming up next, we're gonna be getting into some electronic music. It is not the new song from Spoonbill, but it is a new song. Or it's not that new. It's like a year, last year, it came out. Oh, just about 2 years ago, August 27th, 2021. And it's an album that I revisited because Spoonbill is going to be in Massachusetts, in Worcester, September 22nd. Tickets are out. Also excited for that one. But the Spoonbill song, even if you're not that into electronic music, I want you to just appreciate the sounds that Spoonbill can create and the production value. Even if you're...